From the White House and House Speaker McCarthy at each other over no deal in the debt ceiling talks. If the U.S. were to default on bills, services like pay for the military and Social Security recipients could be interrupted.
I've been losing sleep over it, and that's for sure.
Susan Meekham is 64, worries about her Social Security. Russia says Western allies providing U.S.-made F-16 jet fighters would be taking colossal risks. President Biden made the decision to provide them and train Ukrainians on them in a big reversal, which Ukraine's President Zelensky considers a major victory. Russia's defense ministry says that forces of the private army of mercenaries it's hired with Russian troops seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Ukraine.
See, Ukrainian officials suggesting that their forces may indeed be withdrawing from positions in Bakhmut and are instead trying to encircle the city.
A travel advisory for Florida issued by the National Board of the NAACP. This is ABC News. With Memorial Day weekend coming, airlines and their staff are bracing not only for more passengers, but more bad behavior. The incidents involving passengers acting out spiking in the last year. ABC News transportation contributor John Nance has advice on what not to do if you see a meltdown.
The one thing I would not say is, okay, if you see something like this developing, jump into the middle of it. That's not a safe thing to do. Being a good witness and being ready, willing, and able to report what you've seen to the authorities afterwards is a very important point.
No Triple Crown winner this year in horse racing, ABC's Joey Waller.
National Treasure holds on late for Hall of Fame duo of trainer Bob Baffert, who wins his 8th Preakness, and jockey John Velasquez, who claims his first.
Page is third. It's Blazing Sevens putting on a show in the Preakness. Who's it going to be? It's going to be National Treasure. John Velasquez gets his Preakness.
And that from NBC TV. Blazing Sevens second, Mage third.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Devil's Radio.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy, our next guest hails from Waniwak, Wisconsin, and by day teaches guitar, piano, violin, and singing, but tonight she's a performing artist. Here for her second performance in The Devil's Lair is Leah Ina Marie Raku. Leah, welcome back to The Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I think we said, what was it, September 21st you were here in The Devil's Lair the last time.
So wild.
We're glad to have you back. Yep. Sasquatch hunting. Leah, you're a teacher and a performer of piano, guitar, and violin, but how did you get into music? What's your origin story? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I was surrounded by music from a very young age. My parents sing and play music as well, and we used to sing as a family in our church. So it's kind of been in my blood for a long, long time. I started out in the piano when I was four, and then I just kind of continued learning music. Violin was next, and then guitar, and then bass, and it just kind of kept flowing from that point on.
What do you think you play most today?
I think the violin fiddle is probably my primary instrument. But
really?
Yeah. Like, it all depends on, you know, if I'm writing a song, I'm on the piano. If I'm performing, I'm doing the guitar. It's just kind of a mix of everything, honestly.
What do you think you teach the most?
Piano. Piano and voice, for sure. Yeah.
Of course. Everybody's forced to take those piano lessons.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. So I my age group ranges from 5 until like in their 40s. So primarily it's like right in that first grade, second grade age group. So only the older ones. They are. They know it.
That's when you have to say, well, we're going to learn Jimi Hendrix. And they're like, oh, wow. Hey, all right.
Right.
Let's see. And let's get to some live music with Leah Ina Marie Raku in The Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called March 30th. What's the focus of this song?
So the focus of this song is being better than or being who you want to be as you grow up. So my parents always told me, you know, be a better artist, be a better parent than I was, you know, be all of these things. And so the song just kind of accentuates the fact of, you know, when you grow up, you're striving to be that better person in every corner of your life. So
what about the date aspect?
So the dates on all of my songs are all because of that's just the day I wrote it completely. Like, one day it took me to just sit down, write the piece on the guitar and the vocal line, the words, everything just came out at once. And it's very common for me to do that. So I just try to date it because it means a lot to me. I don't. If it's significant to me, like, as such, the song, I leave it. The date is really important. So
what if you write another song on March 30th?
It hasn't happened yet, but it
is
could.
Is it like you retire it, like a jersey number?
I might have to do, like, you know, part two or something. I don't know how do you sequel that?
Oh, let's hear it.
Thank you. I think it's really finding the kids who want to be like so much in their music, you know, and they're like, I've never sang before, I've never played the piano before, but I just have this goal of playing something like Taylor Swift and writing a song or anything like that, and just seeing that light in their eyes and knowing that I can help them get there is the biggest reward for me. Like, I love it. It's literally just an interview. We sit down, we talk about what their favorite music is, what their passions are outside of what their music vision is. And then really it's just, just finding what their niche is to continue that music journey. Yeah. It's really the artists that they're drawn to is what really keeps them wanting to keep learning and work hard to get there. So, yeah, that's usually our first conversation is, who do you like? What kind of music? Let's find something to work on in that genre, and we just go for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We there's been times where there's been duo lessons where students, younger students and their parents will come and do like piano lessons together, violin lessons together, or one will learn the bass, one will learn the guitar. That's been really, really, really helpful.
I took some drum lessons with my son. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a great bonding experience too. How did you get to be a teacher? Like, how did you go from like playing music to, you know, teaching? And do you have brick and mortar, or do you travel to people, or do they travel to you?
So what happened was, when I went to Nashville and started playing as a traveling fiddle player for Sony, and I quit doing that and came home to Wisconsin, I actually was just kind of sucked up to this little music shop, and they were like, hey, can you help these kids? Like, they want to sing and they want to be this. Yeah. And that's kind of how I got in the loop of it. And then, it kind of went from me working in that store to getting my own shop to now I travel to like schools and to their homes at this point in my business. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool story. Well, Leah, you are also a mother, and you have quite a flock. Is your house like The Sound of Music? I mean, when does the family album come out? And tell us about your kids.
Yeah, so I have four children, and they're all amazing. They're all very musical. And actually, Sound of Music is our favorite movie.
How did I know that?
Maybe next time I'll bring them in and we'll do a song number. Yeah, so they're all just, so I've got, my oldest is 11. She's actually featured in my music video for Dancing on the Edge.
Really?
As well as my youngest daughter, Leona. Yep, she has just turned 5.
Wait, your youngest daughter is named Leona?
Yes.
L-E-O-N-A?
Correct.
Oh, it's my wife's name.
Oh, it's a beautiful name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, and then, Leona, she's very much a rock star. She likes to sing and be like the front center stage dancing.
Yeah.
Bella Leah loves to dance. She loves to sing. She plays clarinet. She plays piano. She plays violin.
Wow.
Yeah. My son, Kenton, he loves playing the guitar. He plays the drums. He's going to learn the trumpet this next school year. And then he's been picking up my violin a little bit. And then,
wow.
Yeah, my youngest son just recently, he just said it today, actually, while we were in the car, he's like, hey, everybody, I'm going to play the violin. And he's been like actively dancing and playing the violin. So getting him on some routine lessons would be probably a good idea.
Wow. Some people have football teams. You have a band.
I have got a band.
Full contact music.
Yes.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Leah Aina Marie Raku in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song you have for us tonight, it's called Road to Growth. And I'm not sure I see that on the map.
Yeah, so this song, it talks a lot about sensitive subjects, specifically people who are struggling with maybe their mental health. And during a situation, I was sitting with a person who was questioning their worth. And during that conversation with them, the song just came out. And a lot of it is their words, and a lot of it was our emotions during that time in that conversation. So it's a very big, I don't know, a realization that like we feel a lot of the same things when we're going through hard times. And to just put it on words and read it and sing it was really important for me. So, yeah, Road to Growth.
Let's check it out right now, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Searching I'm standing on ground, but I'm screaming out loud. I'm standing on my side, I'm screaming in my mind, screaming what I'm feeling, fighting out love.
So good. So awesome. Leah Ina Marie Raku live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call or ask a question. While you were playing, Leah, I just did a Google search on your hometown, Waniwak.
Yeah.
Waniwak. Am I saying it? Waniwak?
Waniwak. You're
Waniwak,
right.
Yeah. It's up in Juneau County.
Yes.
Tell us about your hometown.
So Waniwak is super cool. There's a really neat bike path that goes through the 400 Trail.
Yeah, the 400 Trail.
Yeah. We got a lot of cool bars.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. What's the best bar in Waniwak?
Oh, man. I'd have to say Double R's.
Okay.
They're rocking. Their food's great. Their service is great. Their drinks are awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, that would be my favorite.
What's the town known for? What's his claim to fame?
The claim to fame, I believe, is the bike trail. Yeah, I really think it's like the end of the, I think they call it the end of the Driftless. So it's like that swoop down Baraboo River kind of comes through and yeah.
The Driftless area is great. So basically we go to Double R's, have a couple drinks, they can hop on the bikes and go for a ride.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of a cute little spot. We've got a church, school, and quite a few churches, and we got a really great K through 12 school where my children attend.
Nice.
And yeah, it's just a great small town place to live. It's awesome.
How many people are in Waniwak?
I think we're at like a little over 700 at this point.
All right.
If I remember correctly. I mean, I drive by there like twice a day.
Little town. Everybody knows each other.
Everybody knows everybody. Yeah.
That could be good and bad sometimes, you know.
You know, we'll just stick on the good thing.
Right. Yeah. You know, so I live in Madison. Eventually, we want to sell our place here in Madison, move out into a country, like a small little town with a bar called Double R.
You know,
just not too far from Madison because of the commute. I work here, you know, but... I would love to have a spread out in the country somewhere, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've got luscious grass. We've got luscious corn and great people, good drinks, and just hometown. I mean, once you shoot past Reedsburg, it's just like we're on the borderline of like hippie country, you know, right over there. So once you get to Vernon County, then you've hit the hippie side of Wisconsin. Mm.
A little south of you, have you ever been down to the Driftless Gardens Music?
Oh yeah,
place is great.
It is great,
and being in the Driftless area, it's perfect rocker, you know.
Yeah.
Leah, every Thursday you play at the Grateful Shed in the Wisconsin Dells, and tell us about the Shed Shred.
So Shed Shred is an open jam that I host every Thursday from 7 to 10 o'clock, and we invite anybody who has talent or maybe they just want to get up there and just try to sing. We encourage everyone to come and visit with us. I've got a slew of regular attenders, hello jammers, if you're listening, who attend, and they are really great at helping me out. We've got piano players, drummers, we've got lead guitarists, rhythm guitarists, me on the fiddle, and we've had people visit who play fiddle as well. But we encourage comedians and all type of people who have talent. So.
Oh, comedy too. Yeah. Tell us about the Grateful Shed. I mean, I don't think I've ever been there. What type of bar is this? I'm imagining like they're playing Grateful Dead all the time as well.
I mean, this place,
tie-dyes, and
it is complete tie-dye. Awesome. It's a big indoor food truck place. So they've got pizza and wings to awesome taco truck, and they've got burgers and Colombian food.
What do you mean by indoor food truck?
So when you walk in, you see the bars off to your left, and then as you walk around the bar, you have different actual trucks parked inside of this building. Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
they're serving you food. So it's literally a cool place to hang out. It's like a big, big pole shed.
And it wow. was a taco bar or taco truck.
A taco truck, yes.
And so are these, are they like stationary? Or do they, like, drive them in?
No,
or,
it's stationary.
So they're there all the time.
They're there all the time.
Parked, right.
They're parked yeah. there all ready to go all year round. And they actually have garage doors in the front. So you have this huge blocked-off area where kids can play. They've got, like, bag oh, wow. games and fire pits. And it's just a great place for family during the day. And at night, they turn into a club. They have DJs, and it just becomes this huge night scene.
How fun. Dog-friendly, you know?
Dog-friendly, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That's always hard to find, right,
Jenny? Yeah, it is. Especially with music. Music, you know?
Yeah. Right? Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Well, now, I know that we just got past it, but you organize a thing called Sheds Got Talent.
Yes.
And it's a whole talent show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so calling all talented people or dreamful people, please come hang out with us at the Grateful Shed. We hosted a Sheds Got Talent competition last year from February to March. And we gave away $2,000. And also we did a little mini band session where we offered gigs to the bands that are the band that won as well. So it's a competition that runs from February through March. It's an 8-week competition. We have auditions in front of judges. And then we have you perform and do semifinals and all of that. It's really, really great.
Wow. And that's an annual thing then?
I'm crossing my fingers. We're going to have a season 2 coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So this was your kickoff.
This was our kickoff. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's actually a promo video out on my YouTube page if you guys want to check it out.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you're also playing Redstone's North End Tavern. That's in Laval, Wisconsin, Jimmy.
I've been to Laval.
And that's coming up on May 28th on Lake Redstone. Tell us about the Redstone. It looked like a really cool location
yeah.
in Laval. I checked it out.
Yeah, so it's one of the only bars. It's the only bar on Redstone Lake. And you just come in. They have outdoor seating. I play outside. And we actually have 3 different people playing that day. So if you show up at any point in time, you're going to be entertained by live entertainment. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. They smoke their own meat, and they serve great chicken. And it's a really cool hangout.
Oh, tell Jimmy they have bacon. He's there.
Well, they got smoked meat. Of course they got bacon, dude.
No lie, I think they got like smoked pork belly, I'm sure.
Perfect. Oh, that works for Jimmy.
That's where
too.
Bacon comes from.
Well, let's hear another song by Leah Ina Marie Raku, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called, well, November 7th. So we know it was written on November 7th. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so this is a song about falling in love and being ready for the person that you're going to fall in love with. Yeah, it's pretty basic and straightforward.
Falling in love with the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Waiting to be sender till the day I found you. Following dreams now coming through. I'm waiting on your love, but not to ask. I'm asking way too much to take a breath and ask. Too many questions, I want to keep you quiet. Cause you were mine now, afraid of losing you. I'm sacrificing things to make me stronger, building something greater in me. And I forget all that's bad in my world when you're around. My love's on a trust tonight. Courage and strength is greater than ever before. You never doubt what I need, just deliver it with a smile on you. On you. And I am strong, really. I have waited long to play this game again. And each day that passes, I think of us and me. I'm ready to run this train of free. I forget all that's bad in my world when you're around. But love is on a trust tonight. Courage and strength is greater than ever before. You never doubt what I need. Just deliver it with a smile. Oh, you. Oh, you. Wait too long to see you racing in the same game. One more view each day that goes by. When you're away, I dream of further sails will trail. So take me with you this time. So I forget all that's bad in my world when you're around. My love's on a trust tonight. Courage and strength is greater than ever before. You never doubt what I need. Just deliver it with a smile. Oh, you. Oh.
So good. So awesome. Leah Ina Marie Raku live in the Devil's Lair. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some more live music, more stories. You're live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Like I let you to break back down. Like I let you to break back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Ryan from Downdrins Distilling. We are a small batch craft distillery in the heart of Cottage Grove. Downdrins Distilling offers live music in our giant cocktail garden, along with a kids' playground and tasting room. We produce a variety of spirits from cherry rum to a spicy pepper vodka. I invite you to have your next cocktail at Downdrins Distilling. 300 Progress Drive, Cottage Grove. Please like us on Facebook and visit downdrinsdistilling.com for updates and specials. Can't wait to see you at Downdrins Distilling.
Must be 21 or older to purchase alcohol.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bullyproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 22% discount on the cost of membership in honor of their service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison. Really, there's no bull here.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just cruising away here on a Saturday night, live at the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You could find more at movetomadison.com. Also, thanks to Salvatore's Tomato Pies, because there's pizza, but then there's Sal, salvatorestomatopies.com. Leah, what's your story behind Old Soul Society and Derek Ramirez?
Oh, man. We have worked together quite a bit. His album that we're listening to, this song specifically, was recorded in my living room of my farmhouse.
What? You're kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's such a great story. And he's such a great guy, too. I mean, he's his daughter, Charlie Boy.
Yeah, she's cruising through, man. She's got such a magical voice, and her songwriting is amazing.
They performed live here on the Devil's Lair a couple months ago, and it was really such good. A great performance. Derek ran sound, actually, to make it sound so awesome. And well, it was like six or seven of them. It's a band, pretty big band, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can hear that, of course, on our podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just search out Max Inc. Radio's show page. You'll find Charlie Boy. You can probably just search Charlie Boy on the site and come up.
Yeah.
Tell us about Colors of the Driftless.
Yeah. So Colors of the Driftless is a group that I started and just recently started. So on April 22nd, I had my video release for my newest song.
Oh, and I was hearing about that at the Grateful Shed.
Yes.
Lots of people there.
Yes. Right. Yeah, it was packed. And it was a lot of fun. So I'm selling T-shirt packages that raise money for children with special needs in our Driftless area. So Elroy, Hillsborough, Waniwok. Mm-hmm. And it's a team of people who are going to work together to give services to those people and students who are needing extra time. And yeah, we're just offering that for them.
And what inspired you to start Driftless up?
Yeah, so my two oldest children, Bella Leah, she's featured in the music video. She has autism, and it was a really hard to find support groups and stuff out in our rural areas.
Yeah,
We either had to go to La Crosse or come here to Madison, and our little area was kind of left out of, you know, getting an advocate to come in and, you know, support the kids in our area. So it just kind of was sitting in the back of my mind, you know, as the video release was coming up, and I'm like, you know what, we really need to change this. Let's see if we can get something together. So,
wow.
Any plans to record anything?
Record anything meaning
as far as the music, record Colors of the Driftless to
inspire or to I mean I it's definitely the whole conversation is super inspiring, and the song that was released is really kind of based off of children, you know, like and people, you know, going through life and tiptoeing and figuring out who you are as a person. So. I would definitely see another song coming out of that, for sure.
Well, tell us about the making of the video.
Yeah, so the video was made right at Redstone Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so shout out to the little spot in Laval. So my daughter and my youngest daughter are featured in the music video. And it's really just, the spot is just breathtaking. There's a waterfall there, and... It just takes you to a different place. Hard to describe, I guess.
Now, how do people help out and find out more and get some T-shirts?
Yeah, so if you message me on my Facebook page, LIMR Music, you can find me on Facebook. Message me, and there's a T-shirt package that includes a CD, a wristband, a sticker, and also your T-shirt size for $40. And all of that money goes straight to the Driftless Colors of the Driftless.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you said LIMRmusic.com?
Yes. Yeah, it's actually on Facebook.
On Facebook, yep, I'm sorry. Yep. LIMRmusic on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, we got it right now. Let's get back to some live music with Leah Ina Marie Raku, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Leah, this next song is new, and this one is called March. Is this one about the whole month, or did it take you the whole month to write? I mean, yeah, it doesn't have a date.
I know. So March is Women's Appreciation Month, and so the song is inspired about that specifically.
I see.
We're live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Uh-oh. Is that your
pickup? Sounds like it.
Is that a battery issue or?
It does sound like a battery issue.
Well, let's change a battery then. We better call AAA, Rocker. Get the card. This is a perfect time to remind you that you could call us and we can put you on the air. You can ask Leah a question, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I can also remind you that we got Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Got a full 2 hours of the best hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. Never End. They're going to join us on the air for an interview. Super looking for that. That band is super cool if you like the hard rock and metal. All right, AAA, we have the guitar jumped.
We got it jumped, yes.
We got it jumped. We're live in the Devil's Lair.
All right, here we go.
Awesome. Leah Ina Marie Raku is live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Leah, tomorrow is the 41st annual Whammy Awards in Milwaukee, and I'm sure you're pretty excited about this because you're nominated for three awards.
Yes.
Congratulations. Tell us about the categories you're nominated for, and what were you doing when you heard the news?
My producer out of Milwaukee actually messaged me, and he said that I was nominated, which was shocking. So I'm nominated for New Female Vocalist of the Year, Violinist of the Year, and New something I can't even remember what the third one is. Honestly.
New best. You're the new best.
I don't
New best. Who's your producer that kind of turned you in?
Yeah, so Songsmith Records out of Milwaukee. They're the ones who have been helping me get all of my music written and out and about, and it's been a great journey with them. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sad you don't have a fiddle with you tonight.
You know, it's in the car.
Oh.
Oh, Jamie, don't tempt me.
We'll be back with a second hour of The Devil's Lair. No.
We had the guy bring in the bagpipes. Remember that, the bagpipes?
Yes.
He had him in the car, and he brought him in and played bagpipes.
Well, we
that's cool.
We harassed him for quite a while before he did it.
Well, you don't have to tell him that.
It has to be an honor to be nominated for the Whammy. And the Whammies are kind of a big deal here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they are. They're a big deal, for sure.
Have you ever been up or been to an award show like this before?
No, nope, not once. So it's pretty exciting.
Are you going to the award show?
I'm not. I'm not, actually. I am supporting my students who are going to be playing an open jam tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Well, that's noble.
Yeah.
Well, when you get the news that you win, that you're the best... Yeah, I'm sure the producer will give you a call.
Oh, yeah.
for those of you interested, the Whammies are happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Was it at Turner Hall over in Milwaukee Rocker?
And it's streaming as well.
It is streaming, yes.
Leah, tell us, what is Dream Pop?
So Dream Pop is actually was created in the 80s. I don't know if you guys knew that
no,
or not.
No, I never heard.
So it is actually like this theatrical, breathy type songwriting where you use a lot of symphonic noises to create, I don't know, a certain feeling, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. A lot of the songs that I write for my Dream Pop stuff is written on the piano, and then I kind of accentuate it with other instruments through the piano using MIDI. Computer technology, which is really fun. But yeah.
Can you give an example of artists that we might know that are part of the dream pop genre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Elena Del Rey is like super huge in the dream pop world. And also Aurora. She's super huge right now. Okay. Yeah. Great artists. Very good songwriters.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Leah Ina Marie Raku in The Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Dancing on the Edge.
Yes.
It's not written on a certain day.
No.
Tell us about this song before you play.
This song, this is the most released recent released song that I've written. And this is the one that has the music video that I just produced as well. Thanks to AMNP Media. They did my music video. Super awesome. But yeah, so it talks about just walking through life and just basically dancing on the edge during the whole time, trying to figure out which way to go.
This could be our theme song for Max Inc. Radio, Dancing on the Edge Rocker. It's Leah Ina Marie Raku, live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Tippy-toed, she wanders a state. State of mind, she minds so young. She hides a great secret in a backpack. A treasure she may never show. Right on the edge. once did she question her worth. Always planning and working things through, piece by piece, she laid it on the line. Doing her best, needing no one's time. She likes dancing, dancing right on.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music live in the Devil's Lair. Is Leah Ina Marie Raku. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. We appreciate it so much. The music is so good.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And 844-967-2789. We got a couple more minutes before you lose your opportunity to give a call and say hi to Leah. I want to give a quick program note. Rocker, we're off next week. It's Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. We're going to be partying.
Yes, sir. Doing some backyard barbecuing. Special. So what we're doing next week, we're actually replaying six of our favorite Devil's Lairs from over the years.
That's right.
It's going to be great, Rocker. Do you want to tease anything? Or
boy, you know, we did a really, there was an incredible performance of Natty Nation. We're going to bring the Natty Nation one. I think there might be a Dana Perry.
Don't give too much away.
Boy, you know.
It's going to be a good time. So while you're out and about doing your Memorial Day stuff, be sure to check out the best of Devil's Lair next weekend for Memorial Day weekend, and please have fun, and for goodness sake, be safe out there. Don't do anything stupid, right, Rocker?
That's right, Jimmy. You know, how much time do we have right now, Jimmy?
We got about 5 minutes.
And what's
5 minutes
last song?
Exactly.
How long is that about?
It's about 4-ish minutes.
Well, then we better probably get pretty close to the song here. Thanks so much for coming in. This performance has been great, Leah. We really appreciate it. The last song you have for us tonight is called October 21st, so written in the fall. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, it's about living in the same town as the person you broke up with and just kind of bypassing them and having those feelings of, ugh.
Yeah. Hope I don't run into him at the double R.
Yeah, right? Right on. Thank you guys so much for having me out.
Thank you. Let's get this song in. Leah Ina Marie Raku, live in the Devil's Lair.
Inside you further down, and I'm drowning on the inside when you walk around my town. Just like you to trust me when you want me around, that makes me wanna love you, but I'm backing down. I miss the way you want me when you close to your heart, yet you shut me out. And I pretend that one day you could love me, block the others out. Sometimes I look in the mirror, wish that she was gone. And every time you wish something new, fight to find a service in you. Cause I scream religiously and I curse the world that you live in. Cause I remember when you love the imperfect qualities. Yeah, you always reach for the person who sinks inside you further down. And I'm drowning on the inside and you walk around my tent. My town, my town, my town.
I know Marie Raku live in the Devil's Lair. That was awesome. And to have to come across the ex in a small town, that has to be very awkward.
Awkward. Very awkward.
Very awkward. Hey, real quick, tell us where the next show is. Where can people come out and see you real quick?
Yeah, Grateful Shed Friday night. Well, I'll be there. Yeah, come holiday weekend.
And the new, any albums? News about you, how do we get that information?
Yeah, any streaming site, you can find all of my music. Look up LIMR, you will find me.
There you go. Thank you so much for making the drive in. We really appreciate it. Hope to see you again sometime soon.
Yes, we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Max Inc. Heavy Never End will join us for an interview. Talk about Maybash and their new music rocker. Have a good Memorial Day, everybody. Stay safe. And thank you for supporting the local music scene. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Granger, for the ones who get it done, like Amir Staten, waiting for that college acceptance letter.
I got an email. Lo and behold, it's a congratulations letter from Morehouse.
The result, a viral video getting reaction from around the world. His lesson?
It's also like a message to other kids in the city. You can go to college, get a degree.
For the ones who get it done, Granger offers professional-grade supplies made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden asked his team to set up a call with House Speaker McCarthy for Sunday morning on raising